The Mishnah and Avos teaches us that every single day there's a bas call, there's a heavenly voice that calls out from Har Chorev. And that voice announces, woe to mankind for insulting the Torah. Mea bona shel Torah, from the insult of the Torah. But in the history of the world, nobody has ever actually heard this bas call. No one has actually heard the sound. The pain, the tears, and the cries of the Torah have fallen on deaf ears. And if so, that nobody hears this message, nobody hears the cries of the Torah, that's incessantly amplified from Har Chorev, so then why does that bas kol continue to cry out? It's a pointless exercise if nobody actually hears the message. So what's the lesson, the reason of this bas kol? What's the relevance of a message that's unheard? Reading the Aseret HaDibros this week, and there are two ways to read the Aseret HaDibros. There's what's called Tam Elyon and there's Tam Tachton. Tam Elyon breaks the Pesukim up by Dibros. There are Aseret HaDibros, there are 10 Dibros, and then there are 10 Pesukim. Tam Tachton means you break them up not by Dibros, but you break them up as by Pesukim. So for example, Lo Tirtach, Lo Tinach, Lo Tignov, Lo Sa'aneh B'reach Eitshekar, Sheker is all one Pesuk, even though it's four different Dibros. So there's Tam Elyon, and there's Tam Tachton. The Magen Avraham points out that there's another subtle difference between Tam Elyon, breaking it by Dibros, and Tam Tachton, breaking it up by Pesukim. The word Lo Tirtzach could be read either Lo Tirtzach with the Pasach or Lo Tirtzach with the Kamatz. In Tam Elyon it's written with a Kamatz. In Tam Tachton it's pronounced with a Pasach. And the reason he brings is one of grammar. But the Chassam Sofer explains that there's a powerful message captured in this subtlety of the Kamatz and the Pasach. The Pasach represents an individual who, when opening, when he's poseach, his mouth, it can result in killing someone. And the Kamatz represents an individual who's komets, who closes his mouth, which could also result in murder. How does opening and closing one's mouth result in murder and ritzicha? So he explains, the Chassam Sofer says, that Talmud Chacham, who has not yet reached the maturity, who has not yet reached the experience of paskening, and yet that individual paskens anyways, he's poseach his mouth, he's opening his mouth when he shouldn't, that can result in murder, ritzicha. It can lead to an incorrect psak, a devastating one. On the other hand, the Talmud Chacham, who has reached the maturity and the experience of paskening, but does not pasken, he closes his mouth, he's komets, as piv. It could also result in murder. He may have a chance to save someone's life, to render a psak, but instead, his passivity, his lack of confidence, can result in a detrimental outcome. The lesson in recognizing our strengths and our weaknesses, we need to recognize what we should pursue and what we should not pursue. For example, take a person who is a talented artist and another person is a genius of a scientist. But when an artist begins to pursue science, or the scientist pursues arts, the results could be disastrous. It could destroy his life. It could bring murder, death, devastation. When a person chases someone else's dreams, he himself is left with nothing. He has, in essence, violated Lo Tirtzach, spiritual and mental suicide. The Baal Shem Tov explains that nobody actually hears that bas kol from Har Chorev. In fact, that bas kol is completely inaudible. The bas kol is communicated through remuzim, through hints, and through subtleties. When a person has hirhurei tshuva, he wants to become a better person, that's the bas kol. When a person feels inspiration to be better, to learn, to do chesed, that's the bas kol. Each individual has their own unique custom-made bas kol. I can't hear, feel, or experience your bas kol, and you can't hear mine. We each have our own chelik in Torah, our own chelik in life on this planet. We have a chelik that nobody else can touch or even take. In his Sefer Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal, Rav Shlomo Luria, explains the concept of Elu v'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, multiple truths. How is it possible that two people can say opposite things? One person chayv, one person could say pater, aser, mutter, tamei tahor, and yet both be correct. How does Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim work? Explains the Yamsha Shlomo that when the Parsha says at Har Sinai, there were kolos, there were sounds, it means each person was able to tap into the kol that was sent to him, exclusively for him. It was a sound that only he could hear, that only he can feel, and that only he can experience. The Sefer Torah, the Luchos, Kabbalah Torah, spread out multiple kolos, coming from the same source, but different perspectives, different kolos. At Har Sinai, the messages were clear. They were so clear that everyone was able to miraculously see the sounds, see his message, see what was being telegraphed to him. At Har Sinai, everyone knew their role in Klal Yisrael. But after the one-time event, the messages became muffled. And not only are those messages no longer seen, but they are no longer heard. How do we find our messages, our bas kol? How do we know when to open our mouths and when to close our mouths? How do we avoid lo sirtzach of our own lives? How do we know when to pursue and when not to pursue? The answer is much easier said than done, but the bas kol is forever telegraphing messages in the form of inspiration. Find those moments, live in those moments, and do something about those moments. Be honest with yourself and know your strengths. When you look too hard, often it reeks of jealousy. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu drops something in your lap, it often comes from Har Chorif. Don't run from those messages, because you can't hide. The very first appearance of the word kol is found in Parshas Bereishis. It says, "Vayishmas kol Hashem Adam." Adam heard the sound of Hashem. Elokim misalich began the ruach hayom vayischabe Adam. Adam attempted to hide, to evade the kol of Hashem. Vayischabe, but the kol persisted and found its target, Adam. Cain tried evading Hashem as well after murdering his brother Hevel. Hashom re'achi anochi, am I my brother's guard? But Hashem says back, kol d'me achicha tzoakim alai. The sounds are coming from the ground. They're coming out every single day from the Adama, from Har Chorev, at all times and at all places. We should all be zocha to open our eyes and ears to hear the messages and to see the messages and find the purpose in this world to bring nachas ruach to the bar olam.